Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn. With Karen and Chris.
Land Rover free.
Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? My name is Chris Fairbanks.
My name is Karen Kilgariff.
We are just crossing Alexandria and Hollywood. In Hollywood.
The most gorgeous part of Hollywood.
Beautiful night. The clouds are a dark mauve.
It's called, this is the Little Philippines neighborhood, right?
Yeah, which explains.
I think it's Little Armenia.
Who's in the backseat?
See, okay, it's things like that. You're a magician in so many ways.
James Adomian, ladies and gentlemen.
I was just about to say, we're going to pick up James Adomian. Looking up the address, and he's already in the back of the car.
I'm quick, I'm fast.
That was amazing.
I had to announce Little Armenia before we were no longer in it. Because now we're in Thai Town.
Well, because if you hadn't said it, we would have gotten so many emails.
Right.
I mean, people would have gone crazy.
People get upset when we aren't factual.
Yeah. And we rarely are.
Yeah.
Do you have a ombudsman for aggrieved readers or listeners?
Of course we do.
Okay, of course.
Yes. You get those automatically.
Later, can you tell me what an ombudsman is?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I'll Google it.
I didn't...
An ombudsman is just someone whose job it is for you to tattle to them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like a mayor?
They're there to receive complaints, I guess.
Do they have special outfits?
I hope so.
Doesn't that kind of conjure a picture of
an
uniform?
Ombudsman, it does. It sounds like you have a rose-colored suit on.
Yes, and a bowler, a matching bowler hat.
Of some kind.
Sir, please.
And a sacred ivory cane. The ombudsman's cane.
Tap, tap, tap.
It's the march of the ombudsman.
We're going to take a turn on Western here. We're going to LAX, right? I should have specified the airport.
LAX, my dear.
Oh, indeed.
That's right. Los Angeles International Airport.
It's my favorite place to fly.
Hop of the West Coast.
On an aeroplane.
And what network, I was going to say, are you flying
with? I'm flying CNN.
It's cool.
Oh, God, they are a nice airline and so informative.
I'm flying CNN to Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta, hot Atlanta.
And then you're going straight to the air, on air?
Yes.
To report about the missing Malaysian airliner?
It's still missing.
Still missing. They haven't found it.
I guess...
The other day on a milk carton, I saw a picture of what the airplane is supposed to look like now. It was age progressed.
It had thicker eyebrows?
Yeah. It was just the engine had more birds in it, and it had grown a bit of a goatee.
Mm.
Well, you can't, you know, you go out on a limb with a...
I liked it.
With a idea, and a lot of times, audibly, you can tell people aren't on board. James, you're going to Atlanta.
On board, so to speak.
Oh, God damn it.
Real humor.
Well, you know, this is what we've been doing all day and very well. You're our third
I really, recording. You know, before anything, I want to commend your podcast just as a public service.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, it may be a terrible podcast. I don't know. But this is the most convenient podcast I've ever been a part of.
We just wanted to do people a service, and then we thought there was like 10 things in our mission statement. At the very bottom, it was quality of a performance or like a TV or a show. What are we doing? Yeah. But first and foremost, we just want to do a service for people.
Yeah, because we're both in AA, so we have to. They make you in AA.
One day at a time.
drive people around.
And step by step.
Best show ever.
We're going to get you to Atlanta, even if it kills us.
And where are you playing in
But
Atlanta?
No one's going to die.
I'm playing at the Improv.
Oh, good, good.
Atlanta nice. Improv.
Recognizable. It's like the Starbucks of comedy clubs.
Exactly.
It Go is. In there, get
you
a
know what you're
going to
get.
Yeah.
James Adomi.
At any of the Improvs
Unless
in the country.
Someone in Arizona.
They won't book you again?
Nah.
Why?
What happened?
Well, let's not go into that. Let's concentrate on the positives of my performance at many different improv establishments around the country.
Did you throw something?
Did you rub
off
them
the
wrong way? You picked a fight?
Did you?
Hub, 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 hub.
Look, I may have been physically assaulted, and I may have had to break out my deadly fighting skills.
Yes.
Were you
self-defense?
You weren't assaulted. Were you assaulted?
No, I just didn't go. I didn't like what the guy drank. They had a drink, and I let him know.
Oh, that's why
they stopped my set. My time?
You drink lemonade in my show?
That's why they call you the bad boy of comedy.
What, don't, you want me to pour you milk?
You pull out an Arnold Palmer. He pulls out his fists. James Adomian.
Arnold Palmer is the hardest drink to say.
It really
Arnold
is.
Palmer?
Arnold Palmer.
Because I order them a lot, and it makes you sound drunk.
Yeah, that and rear mirror.
That was in some diner in, I think it was in Manhattan. And it was just like one of these old diners that's been there since they built Manhattan. And I was like, the guy's like, drink? And I was like, Arnold Palmer? He's like, what? He was offended at the idea that they were like, that Shirley Temple to him was the only named drink.
Oh, I had a Shirley Temple the other night at the Virgil. I'm going to run this yellow light.
Oh, let's do it.
Okay. And they made, you know how the Virgil's like, fancy mixologist type
yeah.
of bar.
Yeah.
And one of them is really hot.
Suspender bartenders.
Yes, there's lots of really hot ones. There's nothing more exciting to me. Like that.
Really?
That's
Every time I've been there, all the dudes are like dump trucks.
No.
Just the dumpiest, untucked shirts.
No.
Disheveled. Their eyebrows
Not
are
my
all over.
Virgil. No
well,
way.
Well, maybe I've gone on an off night.
You know that one bartender there who looks like Brad Pitt?
Yes.
There is one?
He looks like a beef. He looks like a stronger, bigger, hotter Brad Pitt.
Yeah, and then
he looks like Brad Pitt's stunt double brother.
Wow.
Yes. And there's another one that looks like that boy that was named Milo that was on Heroes. You know that actor? I shouldn't have called him a boy. That's rude. He's not a boy.
Is he a young man?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm unfamiliar with the medium of American television during the 20th and 21st century.
Are you incredibly intelligent? Do you love books?
No.
Instead?
I just use that time to listen to Pink Floyd.
Oh, cool, man. Let's talk about money.
Cha-ching, da-ding, ching,
boom, boom,
ching, cha-ching, boom, bang, bang, ching, cha-ching, boom, spend it ching, all the time.
Money. It's a gas.
Yeah.
Is money a gas?
It boo is.
Down to I, God of that. Poo, poo, boo.
Money buys gas. I think I know what they're talking about.
It's a gas.
Money is gas because it's the fuel you need to purchase things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've been waiting for somebody to say, you know what? Thanks again. I like the way you guys are coming from this politically perspective. I'm waiting for a podcast to put it the way I feel about things. Money makes the word go round, pal.
That's yeah. right. A lot of people aren't talking about it.
People yeah. are afraid to talk about it.
Yeah.
Give me that green so I can do my thing. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. Benjamin's, baby.
If it doesn't buy happiness, it certainly seems to rent it while you got money. Right?
Bazinga.
Okay.
Yeah. Money can't buy you love. Look who's talking. Paul McCartney? Give it away, pal.
Oh, that's
I really just want to do morning radio.
You will.
Oh, that was our original plan with this. It's to do morning drive time, morning zoo with accident reports radio.
And then we were like, why would we
be doing characters
that
the whole time?
That would,
people
for
hate
us.
People hate character work. Okay, taking a ride on Beverly. You're doing a surface street thing.
I'm doing you know, I'm the inventor of the Waze app. And so I know exactly.
Oh, yeah. I remember that time for a while you locked yourself in your garage to unveil.
Karen's like, I am able to hack into the Waze app at any time and have you go where
mind.
I want you to. Or at least take a different route there.
I'll guide you through Los Angeles.
That's one of my favorite stores for the last 10 or 15 years.
Ethical drugs?
So genius.
Ethical drugs at Beverly and Western. I used to live right around here. And I love it. It's like, it's there to make sure you know, this is not just a store on the corner that sells heroin. It's ethical drugs.
We're not your average drug dealer.
So many pharmacists are crooked these days.
Yeah.
But ethical drugs knows.
Yeah, you go into Rite Aid these days, you got, it's like walking into the back alley of Batman 1989.
It's like Times Square 1989.
You see these tools I have to work with here.
It's really like it's any location back in 1989.
It's just like the year 1989 all the time. Big bangs.
Classic.
A great year.
Once bitten, twice shy, baby.
Oh, man.
We
the
all
ballad
to
of 80.
The same bands. That was back
there
when there was
only
no
10
options.
Bands.
Yeah. You had to, like, do you want sad? Do you want screaming?
Yeah.
Do you want heroin?
You had 10 choices, unless you had an older sister who gave you a Cure tape.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not sure if this is 89, but baby. Don't forget my number.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Yes. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Keep going.
Love in an elevator.
Oh, love in the up and when I'm going down.
That's a song I refuse to sing.
No, yeah.
On world grounds, I refuse to sing.
But you will suggest
Aerosmith
it. Song. Just cannot perform it.
I'm aware of it academically. I would never perform it.
I will recognize.
You people can sing it if you want to.
But I will recognize the song's existence, but I will not perform it.
But going down.
Pain-o.
Let's harmonize that.
Going down.
Loving it up.
See, I don't know how to harmonize. I just matched both of you somehow.
Pull over.
You're out of
here? I've got to turn around 3 times and spit over my shoulder.
To get that off you?
Yeah.
You have to take a bleach bath for love in an elevator.
What has your experience been in the past in Atlanta, or have you been there before?
James. She drives me crazy. Ooh, ooh, like no one. Ooh, ooh. She drives me crazy.
There you got. You had to get the lisp in there. The guy had a speech impediment.
She drives me to the airport.
That's right.
Like no other podcast. She's Carol, Carol, Carol.
Yeah.
And somebody up on
the
hell.
So fine and so young.
So fine. Wait, I just watched the...
Chris Fairbanks is an adequate sidekick.
Thank you. Ooh. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I just watched a rerun of the Heidi Fleiss story. Call Me, the Heidi Fleiss story. And they had they were trying to set the tone with, like, that era. But they didn't get the rights to any of the music.
Oh,
so
no.
So everything was sound-alikes.
Oh, wow.
Which was hilarious. And then at one point, they show Heidi had a club for a little while. Like, right before she really got big. And they had... Clearly, they wanted you to know that the Fine Young Cannibals played in the club, but they couldn't play She Drive Me Crazy. So it was guys dressed up like the Fine Young Cannibals singing a song that sounded like 3 notes off of She Drives Me Crazy.
She takes me where I'm going.
Thank you.
She's behind the wheel and my sanity's at stake.
I need some lithium.
It's because of her driving that you become bipolar. That's what the song's about.
The implications of that song were never.
Oh man, but they should have been. They should have been mined for
meaning. The tire companies are keeping all that research down.
It's a conspiracy, man. Fucking tire companies.
Yeah, man.
They
did that. You know, they did the. They ripped the streetcars out of the streets in Los Angeles and a bunch of other cities.
Yes.
Just like in Roger Rabbit.
Yeah,
I bought the red car so I could dismantle it. Technically, that's 88, I think.
Oh, no, it's still... It was on the cusp. I think it was early December 88. So it can be
very
considered.
Exacting.
Actually, you might be right.
Yeah, yeah. The actual release...
How sad that Bob Hoskins died at a very young age, seemingly.
You know what? This isn't how I like to hear news like that for the first time.
You know?
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
Oh,
you got to get on Twitter. That's how you find out everybody who dies the second.
No, that's the thing. That's why I've been loving him lately. It's because of his tweets. You're saying they're not going to come anymore?
Yeah, no.
Oh, Hoskins.
It's over.
He had Bob Hoskins lymphoma.
If you're a crazy tune.
Right.
Let this be a lesson to you. You could shorten the life of someone you love by endlessly harassing them.
Yeah.
Yeah, please don't do that.
Dude, that's why tunes and live-action humans don't mix. Not just is it weird driving a car that keeps bending. It gives you some kind of virus.
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Oh, look over there.
Oh, my God.
I think that is... Is that Jesse Ventura over there on the sidewalk?
Oh, we should pick him up.
Oh, let's get him in the car. Hey, come on in here, buddy.
Hi. Hold on. Where are we going?
We're going to LAX. Yeah.
I was told to meet the Parallax fan.
Is this
the Parallax fan?
Well, it'll...
It matches the description. Who are you?
I'm a big fan of James W.
I need to know the destination of this vehicle at this precise moment.
We're going to Los Angeles at airport.
You're going to www.lax.com?
Yes.
/Delta.
We are driving to the website of the airport.
Yes. Can you go with us for a little while? Or do you need to meet people?
Yeah.
Look, I'm not going to tell you where I'm going.
Okay.
All I'm going to tell you is you keep driving. And I may jump out at any time.
Well, okay. I don't mean...
This is how I get around a city to avoid not only drones, but cameras on the sides of buildings. Cameras in the back of... You can't even take a taxi. There's a camera in it.
Where?
So to evade a taxi, I hitchhike my way around the city.
Through civilians?
Yep.
So you think we're constantly being monitored then, Jesse?
I think that we're constantly being monitored. Maybe I read the news.
Oh, maybe I should.
Have you read the news?
Well, have you
ever heard of a name Snowden? Get that information in your head for once.
Maybe I should.
This is a podcast, by the way.
I am recording you. We are conscious. Yeah. Well, we'll just be upfront about it. We're actually recording you now, but it's for the purposes of entertainment.
Yeah, it's not for the government.
Yeah.
At all.
You used to be an entertainer, maybe.
I am an entertainer. I've done sports entertainment, and I've done... You know, I've done an entertainment conspiracy show.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Oh, yeah.
That need not interfere with my serious presidential run.
Are you going for it?
I don't know.
You haven't decided yet?
I haven't decided.
You're undecided.
I'm mulling it. Mm-hmm. If you have any mulling spices, I'm mulling it.
I have some cloves in the cold.
Cloves and cinnamon, I'm mulling it over.
I'm dicing up some apples right now.
I'd love to see you in the race in 2016.
When you first got in, Jesse, didn't you say you had to get out at Wilshire and Highland?
I never said that information. What are you putting in my
mouth? Well, I'm sorry. You're going to have to get out right here.
Oh, I'll see you.
Get out of the fucking car! Get out!
I will fool.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
He's running behind us.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
He's running behind us like the Predator.
I'm so sorry.
He's like T2.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
He's on the fucking car. What the hell is he doing? He won't let go.
Jesse, what is it?
His weird mullet.
He's trying to say something.
His hair is in the windshield.
What is it?
Oh, my God. He's huge. I didn't realize how big he was.
He said something about...
Okay?
James, I'm sorry I sat that lunatic next to you.
Yeah. On there.
Oh, my God. Get off.
Oh, my God.
All right. Is he talking about Oprah's new chai drink at Starbucks?
I think that is.
He must be.
Because everyone else is.
Yes. Make a quick right. We'll shake him.
Yeah. There we go. Okay. Well.
Oh, my God.
I hope he's okay.
I know he's a trainer.
Yeah. You know, I don't.
Special forces.
I don't wish ill on him. But, yeah, being a Marine isn't going to help you with a tumble like that.
Well, he could have done a tuck and roll.
I hope he did.
I think, don't you have to do gymnastics in the Marines?
No. Well, I think he's a Navy SEAL.
Oh. Was he really?
Yeah. Well, that's all gymnastics. Navy SEALs is mostly the first few stages.
Gymnastics?
Yeah, it's all gymnastics.
Yeah, it's mostly pommel horse.
A lot of pommel horse.
Yeah. A lot of parallel bars.
Rings.
And then they just hand you a gun.
And then if you do good with the gun, ribbons.
Ribbon dance. Yeah, floor routine with ribbons. Oh, God, that was exhilarating.
That's why I took Highland.
Well, you know, I mean, this is the Avenue of the Stars. I know they have another Avenue of the Stars in Century City, but this was the original.
This is the insider.
Because there's so many stars.
So many great ones. What? Do you see something?
Well, yeah, back there I thought it was Andy Kindler, but we didn't have time to let him in the car.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, he's a good
guy. He's always welcome.
He is always welcome. Should we turn around and get him?
Should we get him?
Why the hell is he just walking on Highland?
I don't know. That's
the strangest thing.
Probably get him. What if he's disoriented?
Well, I would hate if for some reason he was Andy Kindler with a few a personality twist.
What's some kind of maybe even an audience suggestion of how he could be different slightly in an unexpected way?
I'm going to go with disoriented more than he usually is.
I love the idea. I love the idea of someone mid improv game turned out into the city. Like, they've gotten their suggestion, but they're no longer on stage.
It's Andy on the street going, I'm a nurse.
Oh, yeah, here he is.
There he is.
Let's get him.
Do you mind just pulling over? Okay, here we go.
Hey, what's wrong? Hey.
Oh, let me in. Hey, how are you, Andy? You can sit on next to it.
Yeah, hold it. Oh, it's what do you know? It's my favorite trio of people in a car. What's wrong? Is this comedians in the cars?
Andy, it's me, Karen.
What's wrong? Hey, Karen.
Hi!
I just appreciate, Andy, this is the first time you've remembered my name.
Is this comedians in cars looking to restart their careers?
Or a second or third thing that would have been funny to say?
Hitler? Hey, Jerry, Seinfeld, guess what? I don't have any cars that I know of besides a Toyota. Could you drive me around in my Toyota?
Andy, you have to get out.
Yep.
Andy, we've had enough.
Andy, what's wrong?
I love your lovable.
What's wrong? Yeah, you don't want to take me as far as Pico?
Sorry. We'll talk to you soon.
What's wrong? I'm not good for Washington.
God, he's so loud you could hear him even outside the car. That guy knows how. I'm sorry again, James. I'm sorry that we keep letting people.
I love that riding with you guys is just, it's almost like. It's just a cavalcade.
You don't know what's going to happen.
You never know what's going to happen.
I just didn't want you to think at any point we weren't happy with you being our guest. I don't want, just because we're letting people in the car while you're our guest,
you're the star.
You are the star.
Thanks, I'm the star.
Did you say you're hungry?
Do I get in credits?
Do you need something?
Yeah, food?
I could, or I could just eat at the airport. That just sounds like, I could just get in line and eat poison.
There is a Taco Bell right before the airport. What do you want? Oh, there's one right there.
I'm being recorded. This is a high stakes, what do I want?
What will you choose to put in your temple?
Normally, I'm like, stop at the Pizza Hut and tell him to squirt some Taco Bell on it.
Put it in a coffee.
Now I'm like, is there a sustainable Mendocino Farms?
I need something organic that doesn't come out of a caulking gun.
Okay, so I travel a lot, and it's always like the travel day is always a nightmare.
Yes,
of course.
It's always because I have projects up until nothing stops.
Right.
Like today I was working on this bullshit, and then
taxes, government bullshit.
Yeah.
The man, Uncle Sam.
And then it's like I gotta go. And I'm always late. I barely get to a place, and then it's like. Sometimes driving to the airport is the only time that I'm like, we'll stop and start thinking of things.
Yeah.
Because it's like.
We're on the plane a little. Do you ever. Or do you sleep on the plane?
I'm thinking about death the entire time.
Oh,
you're scared to fly?
You're not. Pills right
now? No.
You're like B.A. Baracus? You're just supposed to have a glass of milk, as I recall from the A-Team. You just have to have a glass of milk, and then you wake up at the destination.
I love that worked.
That was actually
like 180
someone
times.
Wrote that. Someone wrote, every single time they had to get in a plane, they gave Mr. T some milk.
Hey, BA, you want to try this chocolate? Hey, BA.
You know I don't like chocolate,
have
fool.
A sip of this tea.
You seem like the kind of guy that...
Oh, he's out. He's not going to throw anyone into dumpsters while we all shoot blanks at the enemy. He used to throw people at dumpsters.
Did any enemies ever, like, exploit him by, like, kidnapping him and taking him on an airplane or something?
Oh, they should have. That would have been a very special to be continued A-Team.
Also, I want to commend the A-Team for being very honest about how all bad guys have Uzis. And And are run by a bald guy in a suit without a jacket that has a tie flying in the wind as he's Uzi-ing people. That, I mean,
every week.
I want to commend the A-Team for just being a ragtag group of misfits.
They were tossed together at the last minute. They have emotional issues. They don't always get along, but they get the job done.
I think we need to start a new segment called Commend the A-Team. And you name the thing you're grateful for about the A-Team.
They are paramilitary vigilantes, right?
Yes. But with this kind of lovely kind of serial comic sheen.
Yeah.
Was it Dirk? Who was the lead guy that
we're
was
the
hot?
A-Team.
Oh, yeah. Dirk Benedict. Dirk Benedict?
Hannibal something.
Hannibal Burris.
It was Hannibal Burris.
Yeah, it was
Hannibal Burris.
I love it when the plan comes together.
The Lambs, Clarice. Oh, that's a different Hannibal.
That's a different Hannibal.
Oh, God. There's so many Hannibals, so little time to remember the origin of each.
Do you want to go to Popeye's Chicken and Biscuits? It's right there.
Nope,
not on the record. He doesn't.
Wow, interesting. I didn't...
Jack in the Box is right there.
Jack in the Box? What? Which version of sodium launched into your body would you like?
Exactly.
Oh, do you want to go to Sodium Launch? It's right up there.
Is there a cheese house around here?
There's a really good
cheese house. I hear they have a beef cheese.
It's behind Spalding Mortuary, which is right over.
Conveniently.
Right. Oh. Yeah.
We'll stop you up and they'll bury you.
That's kind of an amazing triangle. Popeye's Chicken and Biscuits, Jack in the Box, and Spalding Mortuary. That's
a great photograph. It's down here by the new Expo Line station.
Hey, man. Hey, America. Wake up.
Jefferson and what, Los Angeles?
It's right in front of you, man.
Or this Libreus, though. It's Libreus. By the way, the Expo Line is awesome.
Is it really?
I took it once. I was caught in ridiculous traffic. I don't drive, but like, Doug Benson called me an Uber.
Right.
And the Uber didn't know how to get to the studio in Culver City, because Culver City is designed by a fuck.
Right.
Culver City was designed by blind horses.
Yes.
Dragging the grates down the dirt in any direction they felt like going.
Yeah. So then we called a Culver City cab. He knew where the studio was, but Culver City cab didn't know how to get anywhere outside of Culver City besides LAX.
Oh my God.
So he drove around. It was a nightmare traffic. It was like the end of the Ragnarok or something. And I was like, let me out. Because I saw the Expo Line station there. And I got on there and I got to Los Feliz from there in, I'm not kidding, 40 minutes.
Wow.
And it was insane.
Wait, so what's that line? Like, what are the main stops?
The Expo Line goes currently from downtown Union Station. No, excuse me, 7th Street Metro Center.
Mm-hmm.
Down Exposition Boulevard. And it terminates near Sony right now.
See, that's not... I never need that.
But they're going to go... It's going to go to Santa Monica in a couple years.
And by the time I'm 70, there will be working public transit in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Completed. Well, I'm not holding my breath.
You'll take off your hat and go, let's go for a ride the train.
Wrap my hand.
It's finally done.
I'll hold on to the rails here. I once played basketball.
Once you're in a town, though, do you like being in hotels, James? I love it.
I do, too.
I do, but sometimes I have the problem where... I get hotel malaise where I just stay in the hotel and then I don't have any good stories to tell about the city when I'm on stage.
Yeah. I just lie and say that, oh yeah, I saw your fine city today, but I'm just like, laying in bed the whole time.
I'm gonna have to sleep a lot tomorrow because I'm taking red eye, and so I'm worried about it. I gotta go. Luckily, I know Atlanta.
You know, Atlanta, it's gonna be hot. It's gonna be so hot that you're gonna want to be in the air conditioned room anyway.
I brought a bathing suit.
You brought a bag.
Just walk around in your bathing suit with no shoes.
Are you a Speedo guy or
in the lobby of the show?
Yeah,
yeah, goddamn right.
Before the show, meet your audience. We should get this guy.
Who is that guy?
He wasn't a star.
Oh my God! It looks like Gary Busey.
Wait, let him in. I should pull over because he's amazing.
Get in, Gary.
Get in, please.
Is this a safe vehicle?
Yes, absolutely.
I've got some ticks. I was just walking on the side of La Brea.
Oh, why would you walk out there? You're a star.
Well, I'm a tick aficionado, if I may say so.
You're just talking about the bug that burrows into your head and sometimes gives you Lyme's disease.
That's... Well, Yes, there's one incarnation. I'm also a big fan of the Fox cartoon, the children's cartoon.
Oh, the tick. Action. Oh, yeah, the tick. Okay. That was a good cartoon.
What about facial tics? Are you into those?
Why do you think I got into it? What is your name, friend?
My name's Chris.
Chris?
Yeah.
You know what Chris stands for?
You should know me. We were
chaotic history recreating itself simultaneously.
What? That's from like the Chinese calendar or something?
My mind is a Chinese calendar.
Oh wow, that is.
I am the year of the dragon.
That
multiplied by the month of the monkey in its own butt.
That is a lofty and hard to follow.
What is your name, Karen?
Karen Kilgariff.
Are you impressed with how I knew that?
Yes,
that was
Gary.
Amazing.
Gary, I'm so excited that you're here.
I've been a fan for years, Karen.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Not only of you, but of all Kilgariffs. That's just a surname that I track.
It's a pretty great one, right?
It's Irish, specifically from the West. It's from County Cork.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my cousin Mike is a sheriff.
Oh, wow.
Sheriff Kilgariff. That's right.
Sheriff
Gary,
Kilgariff.
I love...
I'm attracted to rhymes like I'm attracted to women's legs.
How is so?
How's that?
Potentially. And almost creepily. I have a creepy and intense attraction to rhymes.
No, I wish I hadn't said anything. Oh, I love your new phone commercial. Is it for a phone?
It's for an internet or a cable or a phone. Something. It's for the New World Order. It's a commercial for some kind of simulacra of reality.
Oh, and are you pretty proud of it? I mean, it's...
Proud of it. I've disowned it. I donated all the money to charity.
Oh, really?
I've received none of the proceeds. None of the proceeds will go to my children either. I've put all that money... I wouldn't even put it on the Busey Foundation, which is my charity. That money I threw away. I cashed it and put it into briefcases and left them in select spots, sometimes in dumpsters where I knew they would go straight to a landfill.
Oh.
Well, I do not take dirty money.
I heard you were setting aside a little bit here and there just to for a proceed to make the teeth on your son smaller.
I think that's a personal remark.
I don't. Maybe you should get out.
Your son has some amazing.
I think for my personal dignity, I'm going to get out.
I'm a big
fan. Don't stop the car. Let me out here.
I'm
at the confluence of Stalker and Love.
Hey, all right. God, he was. I don't know why I said that about his son's teeth. I don't know. I don't
really knew exactly where we were.
That's all. He tumbled right.
He's a tick aficionado. Sorry.
He had been tracking ticks and Kilgariffs.
Yep. I'm so proud.
He was on World's Dumbest when I was on World's Dumbest, and he would come in, and he was very
intimidating.
World's
Dumbest was that show you did?
Yeah, yeah, and he was on it. Someone wrote his jokes, but he would come in and demand I explain what the joke meant as if I had written the joke for him.
Wow.
And he'd get very upset.
You almost wish he was here to just reenact that.
Yeah.
I guess that passed. That moment passed.
Yeah, he got very angry. And
well, because you insulted
I did
his child.
I get, well, his kids got those teeth. They're, I mean, they probably, I'd feel bad. I don't know why. Why do I attack people because of their looks?
You know what? Celebrities make people nervous. It happens.
They do.
Lot.
I blurt. I tend to blurt.
Yeah, we're blurters.
Gary Busey, you know, he was Buddy Holly, for God's sake.
Whoa.
Wow. Well, we almost got in a wreck. That was scary.
And he just realized it up there.
Amazing.
The guy would have hit us and then swerved away knowing it afterwards.
I think his swerving away was like, oh, whoops. See, I noticed. That's his version of an apology.
I'm not as drunk as you think I am.
Yeah. Oh, good. Flares. That's
great.
Always a good sign.
I love a flare.
I love a cop with flair.
I love a flare.
That was amazing. Oh, wow. Oh, that's
so
big trouble.
So when you feel travel anxiety, when does it start to fade away, James?
Like, now I started to get just tired on the way to the airport.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't fight it anymore.
If I'm, as soon as I no longer have to hurry and rush and carry bags and shit.
Right. Yeah, for me, it's just the anxiety of knowing that you have a plane to catch, that you have to pack and everything. I never get used to it, but once I'm there...
As soon as I can fart straight down to those seat cushions...
Oh, God.
Really? She wants some water.
It's just relief. I have water.
As soon as I know I'm going to taint 6 inches of foam with my musk.
Sick one.
James likes to get in there and do kind of a smell spray. Of himself.
Airplanes are like fart factories. Like every
Especially people, at night, right?
People don't even try not to.
Oh, no.
Right.
They'll just, like, people just get up and fart on
you. Who's going to blame me? There's hundreds of other people on here.
It's the only place that people are, everyone's just farting the whole time.
It's one giant fart chamber.
And we look down on the kids because they're screaming.
I know.
It's adults farting on each other, but we're mad at children just for making...
Like, kid, none of us want to be here. Just buckle up and start farting.
Everybody complains about babies crying. Nobody ever complains about two businessmen who will talk business loudly to each other the whole time.
Damn it, you're right. It makes me want
to murder those men. Because it's that thing of, like, why would I lower my voice? I'm the CEO. It's like that shit where you're like, we're on Southwest, fool.
Well, what we're going to have to do when we get down there, I want to find out who's in charge of that branch down in Phoenix. And I want him fired. And when his kids pulled out of school.
It's so true. It's like, no, it's like someone that would be talking about the color beige really loudly for 4 hours.
I do a lot of conversation avoidance.
Oh,
in travel.
Do you, when someone says, what do you do for a living?
I know now not to say comedian.
Yeah,
no,
I say graphic.
Now I say I'm a writer.
Graphic designer, that's what I go.
You do? Mm-hmm. Wait, we all have three lies.
Yeah, because my sister is one, so I have her lies at the ready. Like, I can pull from her lies.
You say you're a grammar school teacher. Yeah. And you say you're a graphic designer.
Oh, yeah. No. Because I can talk about that. I do have that as a side job, so I can pretend.
But I'm not, you know, like, that might sound bad to somebody listening to this, but my thing is not like, oh, I don't want to be asked questions or whatever. It's eventually will ask you enough questions that they become disappointed in the answers you're giving them. So it's
right,
like,
there's only so many, have I seen you in something?
Right.
No answer to that.
No. You don't know. Well, what's your comedy about? I don't know. Nothing.
And
it's,
no one,
it's
no
problematic.
I'm for hire.
I don't have a lot of solid ideas.
And no one is above asking. I'm amazed every time at how many people are willing to say, tell me a joke. I can't believe that it's not just a guy with a missing tooth. I said missing like I was missing a tooth.
Yeah, you
with
did.
A missing tooth.
Can I tell you, Luke, like a camouflage the dumbest guy I ever met on an airplane? Mm. He was huge. He was like, he was at least 7 feet. He was way too big to be on the airplane. He was like, they put him in the front, you know, the front seat because the only place he could fit.
Literally 7 foot two?
He was 7 feet at least.
Oh, my God. I'd love to have seen
He was
that.
Really, really big. He had I to bend over people. The entire time in the airplane.
Shit.
And,
Well, he was really, it's because he was farting the whole time.
He was...
It's the only way I can get gription.
He was on one side of me. He was in the middle. And then there was me on one side and this businessman on the other side. And the guy wouldn't shut up. Going like, I've been in an airplane a long time. He was bald. The big guy. He looked like one of the one of the three sons in Futurama of Mom, if you see Futurama.
Right.
One of, like, idiot sons.
Oh. Yes, yeah.
So he was, like, a big Cletus-type guy, and he was just like, I've been airplane all in a couple years now. What do you do? And I was like, I made a mistake. I was like, I'm a comedian. And he had this story that went nowhere. He was like, what? Wow. Wow. And then he was like, you know what? What's the Bill Gator or whatever the David Spade movie was?
Joe Dirt. Bill Gator. We are writing it next week.
Yes.
He goes, Joe Dirt? And I'm like, you mean David Spade? He's like, that's the one! And he hadn't even...
No.
And then he started yelling about how his mom once met David Spade's mom.
Oh,
and that was
God.
The story.
That was a... Oh, wow.
And then he goes, how about that? That's not... All right, sorry to share a non-story.
No,
as a story.
No, that's
a story.
It's phenomenal to me that there are people out there that... I love stories that don't go anywhere. They're my favorite.
Where the fuck was he flying? Who needed him in a city?
There's a circus.
Not even a loved one. Yeah, he's just a strong man in a circus.
Circus train. I love the idea that Joe Dirt's the thing he remembers... David Spade is when he's
you know
been,
that Joe Dirt.
It's just like,
and I'm making fun of him for being stupid, but I'm the one that's like Bill Gator.
You don't even know Joe Dirt.
And they just, he was flying circus to circus.
I like if Bill Gator was a movie where David Spade had half a lizard face like the little girl on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, he had some mishap in a factory with that grew lizards.
Turned him into half a lizard.
Wait, hold on. That's Brody.
Well, oh my god, let's get it. We have, oh,
wow, oh
my
shit.
God.
I can't believe
this.
Okay,
is crazy.
Let me get, slow down.
Bags.
Brody
Stevens.
Yeah,
get in this car.
Get in,
yes.
The car. I'm here. James Adomian is here doing it right. We've got Karen Kilgariff and Chris Fairbanks.
Hi.
It's a packed lineup.
Brody, where are you going?
I walk to LAX. How dare you? LA born and bred, I do this. I walk from the valley. I change shoes and Winnetka.
Brody, try and guess what college I went to.
Where are you from?
Montana.
Montana. Did you go to Missoula State University?
That's right. I did.
Yes. I get information and I reproduce it randomly.
Brody, where are you traveling to tonight?
I'm traveling to Delta to inform them how awesome I am, and then I'm walking back to the valley.
You don't even have a flight?
I don't have a flight. How dare you? I don't need a flight. I book in this town.
I think if you want to get beyond the terminal, you will need a ticket.
Yeah, to tell them.
I'm a member of the Star Alliance.
Oh, wow. That extra room where you can smoke and stuff. That's amazing.
That's great, Brody. Is it from all your traveling that you get?
I'm a frequent traveler.
Right.
They know me by name at the Marriott on Century.
Is it because you're wearing...
Which we just passed.
Is it because you're wearing a t-shirt with your name on it?
Brody, yes. Stephen Brody Stevens. Now, if you'll excuse me, you have to let me out before I get into the airport.
I understand.
Because they need to see me
walk. They want to see you walking.
Okay, bye,
right.
Brody.
Thanks, Brody. Thanks for coming. See
bye,
you, buddy.
Friend.
Oh, God, he's so positive. I'm sorry. He just sat in your lap,
really an LA
James.
Expert.
I respect
that he walks from the valley.
I can't believe he knows so much about Missoula State University, where I went to college.
He loves colleges.
Wow.
Oh my god, hold on a second.
What?
This can't be right.
No
way.
Is that radio legend Phil Hendry?
What? I love Phil Hendry.
Me too.
He saw us. He's coming this
way.
Here. Phil, get in, buddy.
Oh my god.
1-800-449-8686 is a Phil Hendry Philly show. We're talking.
Phil Hendry,
hold on, let me help.
Oh, he got
I love your stuff.
God, I didn't even have time to open the door. He just slipped out the window.
That was amazing.
Well, here we are approaching LAX. I mean,
yeah, Phil. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, is that Margaret?
It's
Margaret.
Alright, we are here. We're almost there.
Thatcher?
Yeah. Margaret
Oh
Thatcher.
God, I never noticed that giant sign.
That'd pretty be cool. I like how these change colors.
Yeah, it is nice. Like the seasons.
That was the color of the sky.
Or like your
tonight.
Balls when you don't get laid enough.
Yeah, I hear that, buddy.
God damn
Boy,
it.
Here, let's high five. You know, once dudes start talking about how much sperm is in their nuts, gotta start high fiving.
Hey, isn't that Jack Nicholson?
Hey, I believe that's Jack Nicholson and Christian Slater together.
And Arnold Palmer.
You don't need to be in this car.
Oh, get out of here.
Get out of here.
God, everyone, okay.
Oh my God, wait a minute. What's this first terminal?
It's
AirTran.
AirTran, yeah.
AirTran, they're going to have to change that name.
Somebody's AirTransphobic?
No, it's not PC anymore.
Somebody's trying to hail us like a cab.
Oh, do they think we're a cab? Well, I'll pick them up.
Oh, my God, it's Kathleen Turner.
Oh, you're kidding.
Fucking pick her up. She's a hero.
Hi.
A second. I mean, will you take me around the whole shoe?
Yes, I'd love to.
Of course I will.
Hi.
Mind if I smoke, darling?
Please do.
Of course.
Tell me what brings you to Los Angeles International Airport.
Oh, wow. I just want to say right now I loved you in Romancing the Stone.
Everybody fucking says that.
Oh, shit.
It was.
You think I want to get in a stranger's car?
Okay.
Because I want to say I loved you in Romancing the Stone.
Ma'am.
How fucking dare you?
Oh, ma'am. I
do. Let me out of this.
I'm. Okay. Sorry.
Let me out of this. God,
ouch. Jesus.
You're a hero.
Did you see her temples, veins flare up?
She's amazing.
She was a monster.
I love her.
You love her?
Thought,
yeah.
She wanted to kill me.
Yeah.
At first I thought she was Captain Kirk.
Oh, she did?
Shatner. It was that blue shark suit.
She looked
she was
a little
wearing.
Shatner-y. Well,
they should dupe appearances together.
They should, back to back.
Just wearing, like, matching outfits.
Ooh. Sitting on that weird couch that he used to interview people on. Remember that show where he had, like, the back-to-back couch?
Shatner?
Yes.
Do you remember this, James?
No. What?
William Shatner had a talk show?
Yeah. He's had a couple.
Wait a minute. Are you just thinking of him on the Starship Enterprise? Are you thinking of Star Trek?
Sorry. I'm thinking of Star Trek.
He used to interview all those aliens.
And then
really slowly and dramatically. And,
yeah. He did. What was that?
Are we getting pulled over?
No, I think it was just...
That's a taxi who wants everyone to slow down.
He was flashing his lights like we're on the fucking Autobahn and we're going 3 miles an hour in LAX.
That was amazing. It almost worked. I almost pulled over because of a taxi man.
It's good that I gave you some brakes over there in the steering wheel, like it's a driver's ed car. So you too can pull over whenever you want.
Oh my goodness. What, and your airline once again?
Delta?
Delta, of course.
Delta.
We love to fly and fuck you over, but it's only about 2 years that you can boycott us.
It was weird. When that was their theme song, I wondered, why are they doing this? And then they quit using that.
I thought it was brave.
I thought it was a great song. It was brave to admit that that's what they, you know, they fuck you over.
Yeah.
Airlines will periodically, like, ruin my life, mm-hmm. and then I'm like, I'll never fly you again. But I realize it only lasts about 2 years before some other airline takes their place.
For a long time, you had...
So I could only have room for one or two airlines at a time.
That's right, you're cutting out all these travel choices.
For a long time, yeah. You had beef with Turkish Airlines for a while. Well, wasn't that correct?
I would never fly Turkish Airlines.
He didn't like their Turkish delight.
It's false advertising.
I regret saying that.
No, it's okay.
I wish I'd never.
Well, it's better than admitting it.
Turkey, genocidal state, proud of their genocide, and get rewarded for it internationally every step.
But Istanbul, it's beautiful this time of year. You got to admit that.
Go to Yerevan.
The Butterball Company.
Or Athens.
Just as good.
Oh, what a great
I hope
night.
That you make people laugh in Atlanta, James. I hope that improv just...
Is this the sign-off?
No.
I hope you enjoyed your ride.
And I hope you're happy with the things you've done.
I am. I'm happy. I'm proud of you.
Just bam.
I'm so proud of you, James.
Did you feel like that... Because we were on that last Comic Standing around the same time, and you went on and it took it to the limit. What happened with that? I can't even remember. Did you, like, win that show?
No. I got into the final round,
right.
Which was the top 10, and then that was, up until that point, it was the judges and a couple of the producers going, we like you, you move on. And then top 10, that's when America got to vote on the phone,
sure.
On the internet, and as soon as America got to weigh in, I was the first person they got rid of. as the phone lines opened up to America, they were like, get this guy the fuck out of here.
I'm not voting for someone, I'm voting against.
Yeah. It's called the vote against.
David Omian, can him!
Had you been doing stand-up that much before that?
I was kind of new to it. I started in...
What, really?
Yes. Yeah. I was doing improv and characters and sketch comedy.
Yeah, of course. That's how I knew you.
Stand-up in 2008.
To cater to a TV show that is a contest about stand-up.
2 years before that. Get your facts straight.
No, that's amazing, though. I'm commending you. It's highly commendable.
I worked on that season, and I cannot believe you were new to comedy then.
Yeah,
I had new material every time you did it.
You know what's fun?
It's amazing.
Well, thanks. Hey, guys, the moral of the story is I'm great.
You are terrific.
Yeah.
Thank you for being...
we've learned anything.
These two clowns...
I'm sorry that I let all these people sit next to you. Well, I shouldn't have let most of those lunatics in.
Karen, Chris.
Yeah?
It's really great. You got me here way early. It's 9:12.
Oh, is that good?
It's fantastic. We're really early.
Should we sit here for a chat?
Do you want to drive back up to Hollywood and drive back down?
Yay!
Yeah!
Should we drive around one more time?
Shall I?
This fell off.
Okay.
Should we? Do you want to go back out onto Airport Boulevard?
You know, I actually probably should go in.
So you can eat?
I'm really can't.
Oh, you're starving, aren't you?
I'm sorry if I ruined your life.
No, you made our lives better.
I'm signing off, guys.
Goodbye.
You're terrific.
Have a great trip.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Enjoy your shows.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
That was really fun.
I hope to see you again. Sorry last time I saw you, I was picking fights at a pool party.
No, it was hilarious.
He was kicking stuff into the pool, and I was like, oh, the bully's here.
Yeah. Wait, that's the Bridgetown shirt that I was telling you about that Angelo made. Look how great that is.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah.
I love it. I love a bearded baby.
Yeah.
You never see him in real life. You have to resort to t-shirts.
Bye, friends.
All right, goodbye, friend.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
This is the best pot.
This is the best god. You better listen to this fucking podcast so I keep getting a ride. You fucks.
Something special to our listeners.
What if you drove off with my bag?
Like, bye!
He's terrific. That was scary. That was almost like those actual people visited.
Yeah, I know.
The actual person.
It was very real.
It was very realistic. That was amazing.
One last goodbye.
Hey, it's just me, Eddie Pepitone. I don't need a ride from you fucks.
He was molested. That guy was molested.
No. Is he coming back?
He says it in his act. I'm not telling any tales out of school.
You're just saying he's molested.
Eddie Pepitone is a sleepy time tea. Take care of the fact that I was molested. That's what he says.
I've never heard him say
my
that.
My Eddie Pepitone sounds a little like Wallace Shawn.
It's hard.
Yeah.
You know, James makes it look easy, but it is not.
That was terrific. That was an enjoyable time.
Now, here's the thing. I try to control my ridiculous laughter, and I can't do it with James Adomian. It tickles me
to no end. I was snorting. Do you not hear me snorting like a character on The Muppets?
I don't. I really don't.
I go...
That's the best
like
part.
That?
I don't, like, when you don't have to stay in the scene with the character.
That's loud, very loud.
Okay. Oh, it was right below my face.
So. Oh, okay. I will go.
But I still want to talk about scenes and characters.
Characters?
Characters.
There we go.
Welcome. Characters welcome.
TBS.
We're a TBS kind of car where characters are welcome to come in and then get it?
And then,
still with me?
They are welcome. And then they're welcome to get launched out whenever we see fit.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
We kicked a lot of people out of the car at a high rate of speed tonight.
Maybe we only pick up impressionists from now on.
I can't believe I talked about Gary Busey's kid's teeth. That was the worst idea I've ever had.
Yeah, he should have punched you in the back of the head.
I mean, he couldn't. There's headrest here. It was in the way. I know.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever said to a celebrity in a celebrity panic?
I think just when I jogged on the beach past James Brolin.
Yeah.
Josh Brolin, sorry. The one from Goonies.
Yes.
And a few other movies that are good since. And I said, hey, how you been? Because I thought it was someone I knew. But he knew that's what... Wow, we're getting sandwiched in between two shuttle buses.
Yeah, that was intense.
That was an exciting visual that you've all missed out on.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
It was just embarrassing because it clearly was me thinking I knew him and him nodding in acknowledgement of, like, you don't know me, but you think you do.
Aww.
But he looked different and his head was shaved and he's shorter than I thought. He's a little...
He's little?
Yeah, everyone is.
If there's anyone
that gets a lot of acting work, they're 5'7".
They're very tiny.
I don't know why that's the case.
5'7"'s generous. I think you're doing 5'5".
He was my height. Beefier, though. Giant hands. I did look at those hands. It was like he was holding two pancakes.
Manly.
Yeah, nothing more manly than a breakfast pastry.
I have our list of screams from the corner.
Oh,
is
yes.
that really what we're going to call it?
Screams from the corner.
Screams from the corner.
It's our version of a shout out. It's
now,
just less in your face.
I named some names, but lots of the people who we shouted out to last week wrote to us, said lovely things, were so happy and surprised, which made us very happy.
Yeah.
But we can't, it's like you don't send the thank you note for the thank you note. So I just put down new names of people who either said they heard it, liked it, RT'd it, start whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
There's just some new people that I figured we'll give them like the old.
Okay, terrific. And this is in your handwriting, so it's hard for me. That wasn't meant as a slight to you. I'm just bad at deciphering.
We'll give it a try, and then I'll tell you.
At Woodles.
Woodles. Oh wait, was Woodles last week?
And this week. At Mr.
Good cover.
At Mr. E to you.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
At Stereo King.
Yeah.
Or Stereo. Stevo King. At Stevo King.
Oh, let me see.
Stevo King?
Stevo King, yeah.
Yeah, Stevo King.
Yeah.
He said something specific where it's like he's in the car with us, which is...
That's right.
I think that's a sweet way of saying that,
that he likes it.
Yeah, I like it.
Well, also, sorry, but I was going to say, on that... comment. Like, that's part, I like that idea that people would feel like the fourth passenger.
Right.
Isn't that what we're kind of trying to do?
Yeah, exactly.
Aside from the variety show we did tonight with all of our different gear.
We want you to feel traumatized by a fake Gary Busey as much as we are. At Zombie Babies.
Yeah.
That's Gabe's new handle. He's always been great to me.
Oh, cool.
And at 9+9 knives. Yeah. Or 99? 99. Yeah. I get it. It's like the Luft balloons.
That's right.
And
knives.
That's Carol
Knives
Kidd.
Are the opposite of balloons.
And and of course, John Vargas again helping us out. We are, I think that's it for us. We're heading back to LAX just in case someone needs a pickup.
Yeah, we're gonna do a pass by and see if Eddie Pepitone is still screaming. I was just going to say, if you want to subscribe on iTunes and give us a review, all that stuff, it always helps. The more reviews you have, they give you things or they make you popular.
And you start earning money eventually,
your self-esteem goes up. And
yeah, a spring in your step. That's all we're asking.
And then a natural spring in your backyard.
Just for the price of feeding a child every day, you could listen to our podcast.
Do you want to make more money at home? Sure, we all do.
Do you have a broken TV and or VCR?
TV, VCR repair, gun repair, child care.
I have a Sally Struthers robot at home that needs repair.
Oh, my God, I love her.
She was like a...
There she is on the corner.
Oh, it's Sally Struthers, everyone. Let me let her in.
Oh,
I'm so sad. I haven't done any infomercial in such a long time.
Get out.
Oh, get out of here. Okay, she's gone now. She looked good, though.
Looks we like... just keep doing this for, like, 2 hours. Like, it's not a good impression.
At all.
Nothing's real.
Nothing is real.
Oh,
I don't know
shit.
Which way is up.
I have a little bit of the heady, I was at the birthday party for too long, and now I have a laughing headache kind of feeling.
I feel that way, too. I'm a little, like, I'm filled with energy, but it's not usable.
Yeah.
And also, I have a bit of a headache.
Yes. Also, I love Jesse Ventura. I love that impression of Jesse Ventura so much that the fact that he knew my... Was he the one that knew my name? No, that was Gary Busey.
Yeah. He said, and Karen, what's your name?
Yeah.
That's the best. James is a talented man.
He's amazing. He's brilliant.
That was a great guest, and this was a fun episode. I'm glad we did it together, Karen.
Me too. Let's say we'll do it again together.
Hey, how about next time I drive?
Sounds great. Next time on...
Do You Need a Ride? Did you fart at the end?
No. Okay.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.